Resolution 2022-10, Raley Farm.
I'm not prepared to make a motion on this tonight, but I do offer any further discussion on the Raley Farm. If anybody has any comments on that?
Anyone want to chime in? Comment? Are there any particular points of concern that you want to bring up?
Well, I feel like those roads are really small, but
yeah.
They also stated that they, if I remember correctly, that they're going to do the job in phases. So I don't feel that the impact will be as severe if they do it in phases for the total number of units, which DLDOT said is minimal impact anyways. I'm ad-libbing for them, but.
I know that on some, not, so that we've done it recently, but I know that in the past we have suggested the pace of development.
I seem to recall at Azalea Woods we did that on the other side of Route 9.
We put a stipulation on how many lots per year could be developed.
Okay.
On these, you know, it's large.
That would be something you could consider. Yeah.
You're right about those roads. They're not in the best of shape and not very wide.
And I know that the developer will have to do improvements, which will help. And I think, if I recall correctly, they were talking about certain length on Avalon and also Lawson. But I think that's a really good suggestion, Mr. Wheatley, if we phase it to allow DLDOT maybe to catch up the pace with them.
That's what I'm hoping we might achieve by that, is to give them the opportunity to make road improvements along the way.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? All right, Mr. Chair, with regards to 2022-10 Raley Farm, I make a motion to defer.
I second the motion to defer.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-10 Raley Farm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, our next item.